Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Welcoming you to It's Time, Christ in You Ministries. We've been on this wonderful radio station for a little over a year now, but we've been in a different time slot. Now we're on at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday morning. And we're not here for form and fashion. We're not here for spotlight. We're not here for reputation, but we're here by ordination of the Holy Ghost. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're here to minister to you, to meet the needs of the body of Christ, to meet the needs of those that don't know the Lord, that you will come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's very, very personal. It's not religion. It's a personal relationship. We're here to wake the body of Christ up, a prophetic anointing to speak to those that are in the churches, to come out from among those dead churches, be filled with the Holy Ghost, go out into the marketplace, and do greater works that Jesus said that we're to do, to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but to be holy, for God is holy, to walk in holiness, to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh, to love our neighbors and not our neighbors' wives. You see, it's about integrity. It's about character, godly character. And in this end time, God is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. And for those who really love the Lord, they will keep His word in their hearts because they love God, because they have a personal relationship with Jesus, and they know that Jesus is God. It's very, very personal. And so, beloved, that's why we're here. We're here to bind up those wounds, to bind up the brokenhearted, those that are brokenhearted, to loosen the Spirit of God upon you. If you need healing, we speak healing over your life. If you need peace, we speak peace over your life. If you need joy, we speak joy over your life. We're here to edify and build you up. We're here to warn you of the times that we're living in, that there is gross darkness upon the earth. Gross darkness, and as times grow on, there will be more perilous times to prepare you for the days ahead, that you will know God personally. You'll know God personally through Jesus Christ. You'll know that you know that you know that God is real. God is working in your life. God is moving on your behalf, and that He loves you very much, and He wants you to be more like Him, more Christ-like, that you will know that He's truly real, because you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You'll be transformed in your heart. He'll give you a new heart and take out the stoniness of heart and give you a heart of flesh. You'll understand His word. His word will speak to you. His word will become alive in your inner being. You'll know that you are spirit, soul, and body. You'll know that you have a personal relationship with God because God has rescued you. God has delivered you. God has set you free. God is for you. Who can be against you? And you'll understand the word of God. You'll know that God is real through His word. You won't play church, but you'll be the called out church. That's what church means. Called out. The ecclesia. Called out. Called out from the world. You'll be in the world, but not of the world. You'll love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Sure, we're in the world, but we don't love the world. We love God more than anything in the world. We love God more than we love our families. We love God more than we love ourselves. We love God more than we love anything. We have no idols, no idols before God. And so we thank God for His word. We thank God for Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus came into this world. The Word was made flesh. Jesus is the Word of God. When God said, "Let there be," God said it. That means Jesus, by Him all things consist. Jesus said, "Let there be." Jesus said, "I do nothing of myself, but that which I hear from the Father." When He was here in the earth, walking in the flesh, He came down as a man, defeated Satan as a man. He overcame the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you too can overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil When Christ is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We have many today that go to church and they don't know God personally. They don't know. They hear the word, but there's no revelation of who they are in the body of Christ. There's no revelation that God is speaking to them. There's no personal relationship as they go to church and they don't really understand what is being said sometimes, or they don't understand what is going on in their lives. When you walk in the Spirit, when you walk in righteousness, when you walk before the Lord upright, God will fight your battles. God will heal you just to show you that he loves you. You know, sickness doesn't come from God. God doesn't want you sick, beloved. He said, I wish above all that you be what? In good health. I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health. Now, prosperity doesn't always mean financial blessings that many some teach and many believe. Prosperity is peace. Do you want peace today? Do you need peace today? Do you need joy today? Prosperity is joy. Prosperity is being made whole. Would you like to be made whole? Would you like to be healed from your childhood disorders, from your anger that you have for your mom, your anger you have for your father that you never knew, that mother that treated you mean? God is able to deliver you, beloved. God is able to set you free. All you have to do is call on the Lord. I'm going to take you to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, that's a personal relationship. You know that God delivers us when we have the spirit of praise. He delivers us from that heaviness, that spirit of heaviness that tries to come over people. So many suicides going on around here. There's such a spirit of death in the atmosphere. And we thank God for life. We thank God that Jesus says, I am the life, the truth, and the way. And no man can come before the Father except through me. So praise shall be continually be in my mouth. Is praise continually in your mouth? My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalms 34, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, magnify God with me right now. Lift him up. His name is Jesus. And let us exalt his name together. Psalms 34 and 4. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. You having fears today? Seek God. Seek God and he will hear you, beloved. And he will deliver you from all your fear. The fear of going up on a bridge, or going high. The fear of coming out. The fear of driving on the highway. Whatever your fears are. The fear of being alone. The fear of not having someone when you get older. The fear that you have from your childhood, God can deliver you. All you have to do is seek him. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He didn't wait on me. He didn't take his time. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon unto him, Psalms 34 and 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Are you having troubles today? God can save you out of all your troubles. Psalms 34 and 7. And this is the portion of scripture that I want to share with you. It's a testimony of what God has done for myself and in my family. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivereth him. February 21st, 2011, on a Monday, the enemy, the devil, Satan himself, the adversary of mankind, tried to take myself out and my family out. As we were riding on Route 130 heading south towards Philadelphia, we were at Edgewater Park in New Jersey, and this gentleman came out of nowhere and ran in behind a Mercedes Benz, chopped that Benz right in half. That Benz hit a van, and the car that did the initial hitting, when he hit the Benz, he flew in the air and was tumbling. And as he was tumbling, He hit our car. He hit our van. But thanks be to God that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Yes, God had his angels to move that car over so that we walked away from a four-car collision. 11 people injured, one fatality. My granddaughter, my daughter, my daughter's friend, and myself pulled our car away and walked away unharmed. Hallelujah. And we want to give Jesus the glory. We say God is good, and we love him, and we worship him, and we say thank you, Jesus, for the angels of the Lord are encamped around about them that love him. Yes, Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His troops shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. I shall not be afraid. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Psalms 91:7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, nigh my dwelling, nigh your dwelling. Why? Psalms 91:11. Take hold of this, beloved. Pray this over your family. Believe the word of God. Trust in the Lord, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou travel under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. You see, when you set your love upon Jesus, God will deliver you. He will set us on high because he has known my name. Yes, do you know the name of Jesus? He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. You see, you have a promise there. When you call upon the name of the Lord, when you call upon Jesus, he will answer you. If you don't know the Lord today, you can call, but he won't answer. Oh, yeah, I can show you that in Scripture, beloved. You must know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You must be born again. You must have a covenant agreement. Covenant, that means an agreement. That means you have given your heart to the Lord. And you're going to keep your part of the bargain, and God will definitely keep his. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. God has honored us, and we honor the Lord by saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for such a time as this that we're here on this broadcast to bring the true gospel, to bring the true Jesus to those that have an ear to hear that God is real and God is alive. Yes, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Are you designed to have angels to be kept over you? Are you designed to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior? Yes. Do you know him today? Do you know that the angels of the Lord are encamped around them that fear him? Do you fear God? And he delivereth them. God will deliver you, beloved. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God told me in this accident, this attempted murder on our lives, and one fatality on the family that was in that accident, my heart goes out to those that were there, the injured people, 11 people, bodies scattered all over the highway, cars turned upside down, one car torn in half, lady sitting at a bus stop, minding her own business, and very fatally, not fatally injured, but critically injured. You see, God loves us, beloved. He will protect you from all dangers seen and unseen if you just walk with him, if you just talk with him, if you just read his word and let his word become flesh in you. It's not time to play church, beloved. It's not time to play church. It's time to be the church. It's time to be in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you want to be born again today? Do you want the angels of the Lord to protect you? Do you desire to have God's best for your life? Do you desire to be delivered and set free? Those that are listening right now that are bound by nicotine, I curse that nicotine demon in the name of Jesus. And I say, come out of that person right now. That person that's oppressed by the enemy, that person that's oppressed in your mind, I decree and I declare that life, and I command those, that spirit of oppression, to leave you right now, to go right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you have come that we have life and that we have it more abundantly. And we thank you, Lord, that these are not just words, but these are words of spirit and life. Do you desire to have life? Have life. Choose life, beloved. Choose life and not death. Choose life, my beloved. Choose life. Be in the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't just be a churchgoer. Don't be just a churchgoer. Don't look to the pastor. Don't look to the bishop. Look to Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. God has given true pastors to feed the flock, not fleece the flock, to feed you with words of life, to counsel you, to take care of you as a sheep so that you can grow up and become a sheep that will bring in other little lambs, that you can go out and tell people that truly Jesus Christ has set me free. Jesus Christ has turned my life around, and I love him. Do you love him today? All you have to do is just walk in his word, read his word, believe his word, get in a spirit-filled Bible-believing ministry, the one that teaches the truth. Yes, beloved, because time is running short. Time is short. Jesus is soon to return, and he's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And if you're playing church, if you're a leader that's out there not doing what you're supposed to be, woe be unto you. For God is saying, woe to the pastors that don't feed the flocks. Woe to you leaders that don't do what you're supposed to do. God is holding you responsible and holding you accountable to teach the people the truth, for you to live the truth, for you to walk in integrity, that people will know truly God is real. But I say unto you that are listening, get to know Jesus Christ personally for yourself. Read your Bible. Study your word. Get to know that word. Eat the roll. Without the word of God in your life, you have no life. He that hungers and thirsts for righteousness shall be filled. You need the word of God. I need the word of God. Get the word deep down in your soul, beloved. Get the word deep down in your soul. Hallelujah. We like to say thank you again for tuning in. And we share this word with you each and every week here on this wonderful station. And we ask you to join us on Monday nights. We have prayer line. If you desire prayer, just call the prayer line at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 805-360-1000. That's 805-360-1000. And once you get on, your access code will be 314-743. Again, the access code is 314-743. That's every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite you to come and pray with us because we know that God is able to move mountains through prayer. You know, anything that you can't prophesy over, anything that you can't speak about in the name of Jesus, that you can't pray about it, you need to really ask the Lord to help you to pray about that. Because see, God is calling for prayer in this end time, beloved. Prayer is so important. Intercessory prayer. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So as we live a holy life, as we strive to be more like Christ, as we strive to do what's right before the Lord, we love the Lord, we love God's people, we love people in general, you know, God will honor our prayers. Yes, he will, beloved. He will honor our prayers. It's so important to pray. We need to pray about our government. We need to pray for this nation. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. We need to pray for our communities. Pray for our families. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for yourself. Yes, pray for your leaders in the body of Christ. Pray for the leaders in your local churches. We need to pray, beloved, because we are in the middle of turmoil that has been prophesied and perilous times that have been prophesied in the Word of God. Gross darkness is upon the earth, but rise and shine, for thy light has come. The glory of God has risen upon thee. See, God's glory is here filling the earth. Filling the earth and waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. God is waiting for you, beloved. God is waiting for the sons of God to come forward to do what God's called them to do. And that's to get out of the four walls in the church, get into the marketplace, and speak about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Speak about Jesus, the true Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Speak about whatever the Lord places in your heart. Lay hands on folks and believe God that God will heal them. Lay hands on folks for their deliverance as the Holy Ghost would lead you to do that. Wait for the anointing to come upon you. Yes, you know, these are some times when God will be manifested. God wants to be manifested in his people so that there is a harvest that will come forward. There's very few laborers, but the harvest is so plentiful. And so God is waiting for you, beloved, waiting for you to pray, waiting for you to do the things that Jesus said that you would do. Greater things will you do than what he did while he's here in the earth, because times are greater now. There's more sin in the world. There's more. There's nothing new under the sun, but because there's more people. What is eight? How many billions of people in the earth? 8 billion. I'm just throwing out a number. I'm not quite sure. 8 or 9 billion people in the whole world. And so, you know, in the time of Jesus, it wasn't that many people. Not like there is now. And so the pit of hell is opening up. The abyss is opening up. And so more and more principalities and more gross darkness is upon the earth. But thank God for those who have come into this world for such a time as this. God sent, excuse me, people into the world. He sent a body that he has prepared for you for such a time as this. And everyone that is called according to his purpose shall do greater works. All you have to do is have a faith. Believe God for the very impossible. And God will honor his word. God will honor you as his friend, as his servant, as one that really loves the Lord. People are looking for the real deal, beloved. They're looking for something that is really real. And we have what is real. Jesus is real. Christ in us. The Holy Ghost living in us, helping us to do all things. Because Jesus said, without him, we can do nothing. And in Christ, we can do all things. Now, everyone doesn't have the same gift. Not all are called to be pastors. Not all are called to be prophets and evangelists. Not all are called to be in the fivefold ministry. But all those who name the name of Jesus Christ as their personal Savior are ministers. You meet the needs of others. And you are gifted. You have a gift. You have a talent. You have what God has placed in you. He's placed the power in your hands. All he's waiting for you to do is to exercise that power. Exercise your faith and believe God for the very impossible. Amen, brother. Just do it. Amen, sister. Just do it. Just get out there and show your neighborhood Christ is in you by cleaning up your yard, cleaning up your street, keeping your home nice and clean. Coming out with a smile, showing the people that you have peace. That's right. It's not just about speaking in tongues and having a song in your heart. It's about an everyday lifestyle. It's a new and living way. And when people see that there's a change in you and there's a difference in you, they'll want what you have. They'll want the peace of God that passes all understanding. They'll want that joy. They'll want that smile. They'll come to you in the time of trouble. And you will be able to minister and meet the needs of the people in the community. And that's what it's all about. We need to pray for Israel, pray for Jerusalem. There's so much going on over in the Middle East that has been prophesied, that is in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Revelation. It's taking place right now. Many don't see what's going on because their eyes are closed. Their spiritual eyes are closed. Their spiritual ears are closed. Their spiritual life is just dull. But thank God for the Holy Ghost that will quicken you if you desire to know what God is saying and what's going on in the earth according to the Word of God. And you will see, as God shows you, He'll show you all things. You will see exactly what is taking place. You know, and we just thank God for the Holy Ghost. We thank God for His Spirit, that is, He's pouring out His Spirit in these end times, that many shall be awakened, awake to righteousness, awake to holiness, awake to what is taking place, awake out of that sleep, awake out of that spirit of Delilah that puts the church to sleep. That's right. Come out of all that whoremongering. Come out of homosexuality. Come out of sin. Come out of fornication. That's right. Come out of adultery. Come out of lying. Come out of cheating. Come out of the filthiness of the flesh and let the Lord begin to do a good work in you. He can build families. He can build homes. Yes, He can. He can restore your family. He can restore your life, beloved. He can give you a new life through prayer, through knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Through prayer, we must pray. You have that phone number? Call that number on Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to praying with you, believing God for the very impossible, because without God, you know, we can do nothing. And nothing's impossible with Jesus. He can do anything but fail. All you have to do is just believe. Believe the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord, and you shall see God begin to move miraculous in your life as you cut away things in your life, as you cut away certain folks that is, they're no good for you. They're not walking down the same path that you're walking in. Light can't have fellowship with darkness, but that doesn't mean that you hate them or you don't speak to them or you don't socialize with them, but you don't fellowship with them. You don't do the things that they are doing. You don't do the things that you used to do. And you'll see God will bring them in too, beloved. God will bring them in. God is waiting for you. He's waiting for the church, and He's waiting for the church to rise and shine, for the light has come. Do you believe the word of the Lord today? Believe the word of the Lord. The angels of the Lord are encamped around about them that fear Him. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And I thank God for saving my family, saving myself for such a time as this. You know, I know who I am in Christ. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here speaking to you right now. So that's why He has spared me, that this gospel, the true gospel, will get out into the ears of the people. God bless you until next time. Stay in the Lord, those of you that know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you will always be free, and you will never be ashamed. And if you don't know the Lord today, give Him your heart. Give Him your heart and soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Love you. See you next week. Same time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on this same station.